What do we have, ladies? Okay, where are the pyloric cica?
Instructor Michelle Ridgway is examining the handiwork of sixth graders Abby Says and Cora Dow. The two Blatchley Middle School students have just finished dissecting a herring, and they're now placing pins to label the different body parts.
So would you guys describe for me what you're doing right now?
We're labeling a fish.
You're labeling a fish?
Yeah.
So what are you labeling?
Where the organs are, because it's cut open.
So describe this fish for me.
It has its eye poked out.
Next to the dissected herring is a small petri dish.
What's in this petri dish here?
An eye and a heart.
And that's the herring's heart right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, describe that for me.
It's kind of triangular.
And tiny. Very, very tiny.
And is the eye actually bigger than the heart?
Yeah.
So describe that eye for me.
It's about a centimeter, I guess, around, and it's kind of silvery, and then it has a pupil that's black, and then the back is kind of whitish, and it has blood on it.
And how did it feel when you were pulling that out of the fish?
Really disgusting. Squishy.
Ridgway quizzes her students on the different parts of herring anatomy.
Okay, and what are the two main functions of the air bladder?
Flotation and communication.
Communication, exactly. It's amazing these herring can make sound using their air bladder. Okay, and primary function?
To help breathe.
Okay, gills, and they're extracting what from the water?
Oxygen.
And after a week of herring camp, they pass with flying colors.
Nice detailed work, ladies. Excellent. Internal anatomy. Okay, well, let's prepare your exhibit for the public. Ready to go? Let's go.